It's Xiaoxuan Zhao, and I'm working with Professor Said. All right, so the topic I'm going to tell is about the performance limits of the LMS-based adaptive networks. So in this work, we compare the performance of diffusion algorithms with other algorithms, for example, the centralized block LMS and distributed incremental LMS, and we conclude that if we can optimize the combination weights coefficients for diffusion algorithms, then we can show that the diffusion algorithms will beat other algorithms. All right, so let's start. So the adaptive networks we're talking about, they consist of interconnected nodes, and they're interested in a common objective. For example, for this graph, we have 8 nodes, and they're interconnected. Let's assume a linear model here, so every node can get access to some measurement data, d sub k of I and u sub k I, and all the nodes are interested to estimate the w naught. And besides the data that every node can collect from the local environment, they can also exchange some information through the links between them and to help each other to improve the estimate. And the diffusion strategies can provide a powerful mechanism to perform the adaptation over the networks. Here I would like to emphasize the networks can be also can be a static networks, and it can also be a mobile networks. Here, we're more for the mobile node for mobile networks. Every node in the network can move in, so the topology of the network is changing always. And so here, so that will introduce some very challenging things to the algorithms. So the first solution is a centralized solution, and here you need a powerful fusion center sitting on top of the network, and it can connect to every node in the network, and it collect the data from every node and put all the data together to perform the adaptation. And we know there for this kind of a solution, it suffers from several drawbacks. The first thing is you have a power center, which is a super node in the network, so it's suffer from failures. For example, if the fusion center is down, then everything is gone. All right. And another drawback is that it suffers from the random link failures. So if any one of the link drops, you lose some node and you lose some data. This is not good. So we may think about the distributed solution. One possible way is using the incremental solution. The incremental solution, it update the estimate in a sequential manner. Here, for example, look at this figure. Let's say the node 1 will start update. So it first it will use its previous estimate wi minus 1 and use its own data to update this estimate to phi sub 1 comma I and forward this intermediate estimate to node 2, and then node 2 will adjust this estimate according to its own data, and so on. It will pass the estimate to the next node, and so on. After node 8, the last node 8, improve the intermediate estimate according to its own data. It will pass the resulting estimator to the node 1, which will become the new estimator wi. All right, for this kind of a solution, it also the good point is it doesn't need a powerful fusion center. This is good, but it also suffers from other drawbacks. One drawback is it also suffers from the random link failure. For example, if this link is down, maybe you can find another way around, but if this link is down, then you cannot do it. Another drawback is if the network is moving, the topology is changing, then during the adaptation, you need to repeatedly calculate or find a cycle through the network on the fly. this is not trivial, you know, because this is a NP hard problem. You need to do it, and usually it's very, very hard. All right, so we may think about other solutions. One possible solution is the diffusion strategies. Here, like shown in this figure, every node will perform two things. One thing is that adaptation according to its own data. Another thing is exchanging the intermediate estimate with its neighbors to further improve its own estimate. Because every communication is done in the local area, so it doesn't consume a lot of energy. And usually this algorithm is robust to the random link failure, because if any one of the link is down, you can always you don't lose any node in the network. All right, so there are two different kinds of algorithms. One is called adapt then combine ATCs strategy. It's first to perform the adaptation, then do the combination. Another one is combine then adapt CTA strategy. First to perform the combination step and then do the adaptation. All right, here we emphasize that we use the convex combination coefficients to guarantee the convergence. All right, so before we compare different algorithms, we need to be aware of two important factors of the performance of the adaptive filter. One is the convergence rate, and another one is the steady state mean squared error. Let's have a look at this figure. So this is the learning curve of a standalone adaptive filter. So basically, you can divide the curve into two parts. One part is the transient phase, and the other part is the steady state. In the transient phase, we're interested in the how fast the this curve will drop down. And in the steady state, we're interested in the how much errors still remains in the steady state. So when you compare different algorithms, you need to be fair. For example, here in this work, because we are more interested in the steady state performance, so we fix the convergence rate for every algorithm. So that means every algorithm will have the same convergence rate in the transient phase. And then we compare the steady state mean squared error. And to simplify the derivation and highlight the main ideas, we use the two-node networks. It's simple, but considering the derivation network has two nodes already exhibit a lot of rich and interesting dynamics, and it's easy to analyze. All right, so let's have a look at the algorithms for two-node networks. So this one is for ATC, and this one is for CTA. The alpha is the combination coefficient for for the intermediate estimate from node 1 itself. And it's here. And the beta is the combination weight coefficient for the intermediate estimate from node 2. All right. So after some considerable algebra, we can get this two closed form EMSE expression. This is the network average EMSE, which is defined in this way, and we can find out that this EMSE is a function of the combination coefficient alpha and beta. So we can do some optimization over these two arguments to minimize these two EMSE, and the result is shown in this slide. Here we show that after some algebra, which is non-trivial, we can show that this combination weight alpha equals to this and beta equals to that one is the optimal one, and this combination rule is coincides with the MRC rule in the digital communication area, which is for the RIC receiver for the CDMA system. And plugging this two optimized combination coefficients back into the EMSE expression, you will get the minimized EMSE for ATC algorithm and minimized EMSE for CTA algorithm. Here, the row is the dominant convergence mode for the diffusion algorithm, and the gamma is the ratio of the noise variance for the two nodes. And for the block LMS, the first thing we need to do is to normalize the step size for this algorithm, because in the next slide we can show that if the step size is very small, the block LMS can be approximate as incremental LMS. So for incremental LMS, we have two consecutive adaptation steps in one iteration. So to guarantee the same convergence rate, we need to normalize the step size in this way. And the EMSE for this algorithm is shown here. And the rho prime is the dominant convergence mode for this algorithm. And we can have a look at if the step size mu is very small, this term is dominant by 1 minus 2 mu sigma mu squared. And in the previous slides, we can see the dominant part for this convergence mode is also 1 minus 2 mu sigma u squared. So they're almost the same. This is the EMSE for incremental LMS. Similarly, we need to normalize the step size, and here we give the derivation to show that if the step size is small enough, the incremental LMS and the block LMS, they are almost the same. Just plug in the equation here and ignore the high order small terms here, you end up with this expression. And this is the EMSE expression for the incremental algorithm. Here we also put the standalone LMS here, and so there's no cooperation between the two nodes. Then we will compare the EMSE performance with this algorithm also. So this is the result of the comparison. So have a look at this highlight part. So the optimized ATC algorithm is slightly better than the optimized CTA, and is better than the other three algorithms. This is shown by the theoretical results and also demonstrated in the simulations. Okay, so this is for the network average EMSE. Here we can see optimized ATC is the best one. And another interesting comparison is we compare the individual EMSE of the standalone filters with the diffusion algorithms. And the result shows that for the optimized ATC, both of the two nodes can reach EMSE, which is less than either one of the individual filter. So this is very interesting, because this means even the good node with the lower noise level can benefit somehow from the information sharing with the bad node. This is interesting, because we can imagine that every node, if the node is selfish, it only want to when it can cooperate with each other with other nodes, it won't get something from it. If it cannot benefit from the cooperation, it will not do it. Here we show that if you can optimize the combination weight, then every node will benefit from the cooperation. That means, for example, if we use this algorithm to model the animal behavior, I think this is a kind of a reasonable way to do it. For CTA algorithm, you need a condition to show that the good node also benefit from the cooperation. This is the simulation results. So first, let's have a look at the transient phase. So all the algorithms have the same convergence rate here. And the optimized ATC and CTA can reach the lowest EMSE. And ATC is slightly better than ATC is slightly better than CTA here. And it also shows that block LMS and incremental RMS, they have almost the same steady state performance here. And the worst one is non-cooperation, as expected. The simulation profile is shown here. So we used a filter of length 10. The step size is 0.005. And the noise is a white Gaussian noise. For node 1 is 0.5. The variance for node 2 is 0.3. And we also assume the white regressor, Gaussian regressor, the power of the regressor is 1. And we simulated 2,000 iterations and over and averaged the curves over 1,000 trials. And here are some references. We can see that by using the diffusion algorithm, we can model many animal behaviors in the nature. For example, the bacteria, the honeybees, and bird flies, and fish schools. And also, you can use the algorithm for the cognitive radio. All right, so I'm going to stop here.
Any questions?
I guess for the Gaussian case that you've used in your simulations, it makes sense that this maximum ratio combining thing is optimal. I wonder if you could make any comments or you've done anything with heavy-tailed distributions for the disturbances.
We haven't done it.
You know with Gaussian that you always get something from taking into account the bad stuff. But in some non-Gaussian problems, you're better off to, like this water filling stuff, right?
Right.
If I may, the expressions that he derived, if I may explain it in plain English, because sometimes the equations hide the message, okay? The idea here, you have two nodes. One has good noise, the other has bad noise, okay? Each one of them is trying to estimate some channel or some unknown parameter. If they do it independently, of course, the worst node will get a worse estimate, right? Now, if you allow them to cooperate, let's say using diffusion, you expect the bad node to do better because he's getting access also to information from the good node. One conclusion from the analysis is that the good node will also do better, even though he's getting bad information from the bad node. Okay, so that's one conclusion. Now, to derive these expressions, there was no assumption about Gaussianity. Okay, the simulations are showing good results with Gaussianity. But the MSC expressions that he derived do not assume Gaussianity. So this was one conclusion. But the other conclusion, which is very interesting from the table, if you go to the table, is what if you take these two nodes, take the data and send it to a fusion center? Right? The fusion center can do block LMS. We are only comparing LMS processing here. So the fusion center can do block LMS. Will it do better than the distributed to the table, okay? And the answer is actually diffusion will outperform even the fusion solution. This is counterintuitive, right? And then you might say, well, the fusion center can do anything. Why doesn't it just implement the diffusion algorithm at the fusion center? Of course, you can do that, but then what's the point? The diffusion algorithm can be implemented in a distributed manner. Okay, so that this column here is a very interesting result that with diffusion you can outperform the block LMS solution that you implement in a fusion center. Okay, but the expressions that he derived, they do not assume Gaussianity. But I think in the simulations you are showing, you assume probably Gaussianity.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Any more questions?
Okay. In one of the derivation in one of the slide for the alpha beta coefficient, you derived that using the steady state result. Could that be any better way to derive adaptive or on the fly coefficients?
Sure.
Thank you.
Very good question. Right. Here, what Xiao is doing is deriving the optimal weights for optimize the steady state performance. We have another paper actually already published. It was presented in ICAST 2 or 3 years ago, and a journal paper appeared where we adapt these weights on the fly. At every iteration, we find what the optimal weights are and adapt it on the fly. Yeah, we have done that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. One more question and then we need to move on.
Yes, in order to derive this, I cannot see very well the expressions, but do these optimal combiners require local information only, or you require to know the whole, let's say, statistical profiling of the network to find them?
Here, the optimal combination coefficients need to know the noise profile across the network. And we're trying to find out some algorithm that you can estimate or somehow to know the noise profile across the network, then you can come up with this
optimal. That's a good question. These expressions, as you can see, the optimal coefficients depend on the noise profile in the network. Okay, so this is a performance limit study. It's trying to tell you what's the best you can hope for if you knew this information. In the article I referred to before, the one where you adapt these coefficients on the fly, that is done based on instantaneous data that you have available there. So everything is estimated on the fly. Yeah. So I think we should move on, okay, to be fair to the last. Is the last speaker here?